Blog Talk Radio.
Because some people asked me to do it, so I'll do it. Anyway, I'll try to title this show the new structure to the show. And it's a new structure to show. And what it is that I want to try to condense things and make it where it'd be a lot of news coming in. A lot of latest superhero news, and if somebody wants to schedule a call-in interview with me, then we can schedule it at ahead of time, because I got 15 minutes for the show, and then show is over. Well, that's pretty much over, only 15 minutes. So if I have somebody call in, I want them to be able to talk most of the time. You know what I mean? Let them be able to talk, and no one else, really. No one interrupting them. I may ask a few questions. Topian may ask some questions, you know, but we won't be interrupting. We'll give the person plenty of room to talk. You know, we've got a lot of people out there, you know, they want to talk. That's for sure. Well, that's why I set up Master Legend Show again. This gives them a chance to talk. They can say what they want. Good things, I'm hoping. I'm hoping to hear some good things where people are telling me about how they're going out and cleaning up the neighborhoods one way or the other. You see, setting by example is always a good thing. You see, here's an example for you. At Friendly Mountain, which I want to tell you about a little bit about Friendly Mountain, too. You know, some people have been asking about that, and that's a good way for me to tell you. Well, anyway, at Friendly Mountain, there was a lot of garbage thrown around. And you may have heard about that. But ever since I picked up every scrap of that garbage, no one else has thrown any there. You see? It's like, oh, well, they might have a guilty conscience, but if they see garbage all thrown all around the place, they go, ah, no big deal. I'll just throw my garbage there, too. So you see, leading by the example is by not giving them a bad example in this situation. So they look around, hey, you know, I better just put my garbage away. Maybe I throw it away when I get to the garbage can, because must be what other people do. So that's setting a good example. Superhero deeds, you know, come in many ways. I don't expect everybody to get out there and fight and break your bones and be on emergency room tables like me, like I've done many times. In my younger day, I still get out there and into the rough of things. So don't believe any other stories others might tell you. Master Legend's out there doing what he says, as I always do. Out there to help people the best I can. I don't always I don't have team justice and all that anymore. But we did, at least, you know, people will tell you, this is what people will tell you in your life. Well, you ain't doing it now. You don't have it now. You're just a has-been. You know, I have something to tell those kind of people. This is what I always tell them. Better to be a has-been than a never-was. And that's what they are, a never-was. They'll never even get the honor of being a has-been. But I'm no has-been. Believe me, I'm just working on different methods, still doing what I do, fighting evil, crime, shutting down the meth houses, you know, working with police. You know, I didn't step out here and get, you know, made honorary deputy neighborhood watch for nothing. They know they can trust me. The police out here in North Little Rock are very nice police. They really are. They are the kind of police that you can look up to again. I'll tell you that, you know, not those kind of crooked cops. I don't see any type of crookedness or corruption. I was asked that earlier today on a show I did for a friend of mine in Turkey. It was his radio show, and I was answering some questions. They asked me about that. I said, no, the truth is I don't see any corruption with the police around here. They are model police. These are the kind of police, they're ready to help you. They're not looking to hurt you. They, believe me, and this is no easy street town. I'm not living in Beverly Hills here, just to make it a slight example. This is opposite of Beverly Hills, all right? That should give you a good idea. But, you know, I'm not complaining. I'm doing the best I can with it all. Let me just take a little peek out the door here. I just want to see how the weather is going right now. Okay, enough of that. That's enough of that. Oh, well, I tell you, no place is perfect, but I do like Arkansas a good bit. I'll tell you, the land, the places that I've been, the scenery, the adventures. Oh, you might see some of my videos on YouTube. The adventures that I've gone on out here, things you won't find in Florida. Just so you know, you're not going to find it in Florida. I don't like to put down Florida too much, you know, but see, when I first moved there a long time ago, over 30 years ago, it was already going downhill, okay? So now you can imagine how downhill it is now. That's 30 years ago. And there was a pretty good place, you know. There was still some woods. They had orange groves and everything all around. All that stuff got destroyed, everything. Big businesses, tear it down, ruin it all. That's what happened. And that's all Florida is now, nothing but big business. Even if you want to go fishing, you better pay some big money. You'd be better off going to the fancy restaurant by the time you're done with it all. Then you have your fish cooked on the plate. But by the time you pay all the money that they expect out there just to finally get you a hook in the water, and there's no guarantee. And then with them not even keeping their waters unpolluted, they're not regulating things properly. I don't want to get into politics, but yeah, I'll bounce away from that. I've got 6 minutes left on the show, and there's some other things I wanted to talk about. And, you know, Master Legend likes to tell jokes and stuff, but I can't always tell jokes. And these are things that I think Super Friends need to know. There's some law being passed, like in Ohio, about letting anyone under 25 years old get away with committing murder. You may have heard about it. Get away with committing murder. Isn't that something? Isn't it bad enough already? And you see who's doing all the killings. Now they're supposed to be able to get away with it. Already, I can tell you, a lady I know, assistant manager at a grocery store. I don't want to go through details and get her in any kind of troubles, but assistant manager, and she told me that the owner, when these people are loading up shopping carts with all kinds of steaks and liquor and everything, booze and stuff, and run right out the door. He said, just let them go. Just let them go. and like, what is this? Then burglar, a guy I know, I don't want to say a name like usual, but another guy, he's gone now, though. I had to use my Metatron powers and all and rid him of this neighborhood. And but anyway, he goes thrown in jail for burglary, burglarizing a house, old lady in there and everything. 2 days later, he's back out on the streets. That's how it is around here. You're dealing with a fight zone. So when people tell me, come on out here, come my, you'll see, they need to come on out here, and they'll be running back home saying, oh, man, I didn't know how good I had it. Oh, well, and, you know, the laws, these horrible laws, got to be ways to stand up against it. There's ways of doing it. I'm trying to find the right people. I've been searching for a long time to try to find the right people to put together the right team to do what needs to be done. And that's not always go beat up people out in the streets. That's the last thing real-life superheroes actually do. We got to do things. We save people. Years ago, we worked on a project, a real-life superhero project with Peter Tangen, and raised money, and it built wells in Africa. And I've heard, you know, I'm hoping to get some more definite pictures and everything on this. I'd love to see it. But I've heard that they've been working for years, and kids are getting clean water. Everybody's getting clean water. It's important, you know, to do that. People will only see one side of the coin. You know, all right, they get to drink some free water and all. It also helps prevent diseases. And, you know, diseases spread just like that horrible coronavirus. And that's another thing. I will be glad to tell anyone I didn't take any of them vaccines, and I don't plan on ever taking any of that horrible stuff. Whatever it is, I don't need it. I survived. I didn't go spreading anything around. When I wore my mask all the time. Plus, when I did get sick, I didn't go around people or get up close to people like they were doing to me, trying to spread it on purpose. That's like germ warfare there, you know? It's like zombie people and terrorists. They're spreading the germs all around. They don't care. They want other people to get sick. And that's why a lot of it got spread around, because a lot of people didn't care. If they would took proper precautions, they think, they always get the wrong idea. They go, well, I got the vaccine, I can't spread it. That's not true. The vaccine merely makes your symptoms, if you catch it, maybe a little less. If you're lucky, natural immunity is the way to go. Believe me, I can tell you. I'm living proof. But it doesn't prevent you from spreading it. In fact, it might make you spread it more. The vaccine, actually, what it does is make it where you don't feel the symptoms so much, so you don't really realize you have it, and you're going around spreading it to grandma and grandpa, the whole works, and don't even know it. That's what that vaccine does. So, you know, it's a horrible thing, and I can tell you more what that vaccine does. It's going to shorten people's lifespans. It's all part of government. Now, I know you're going to be laughing now, but it's a way government doesn't have to pay out all that Social Security. You do the math, and you can figure it out. It's been very engineered. The whole thing is almost a worldwide or partially worldwide engineered project. From the very start in the Wuhan laboratory, as they say it originated there, well, it's all part of a depopulation program. You know, they realize the world's getting too many people. I believe, you know, that there should be a limit on how many kids a certain people can have, you know, within they can afford. I know some people won't like to hear that, but anyway, I'll see you later, super friends. Show is over.